Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
All right, Ray's here. JP's over there. And look who's in the studio. It's the one and only Jess Kelly.
Hi.
Technology. She's like a fusion of tech and personality.
Wow.
And Dublin.
South Dublin.
Tech, personality, South Dublin. It could only be the one and only Jessica Kelly. Now, let's get plugged in with Jess Kelly. Powered up.
Oh, God.
Fully charged. Oh, no.
No,
someone's got that.
No.
How are you, Jess?
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. Do you know what? Do you want to moan?
I don't do moaning.
That's the best.
Just
tell
Lady Gaga
and
Bruno Mars to do moaning.
I was sick for the last week.
Oh.
And so today is my first day that I've left the house in a week.
What kind of sickness?
I had a lovely respiratory tract infection.
Oh, how's your tract now?
Do you know what? It's really bad.
Drink plenty of cranberry juice is what I've heard.
No, that's for like pee.
That's your
diseases.
Other tract.
Oh, right.
It's I don't have an issue peeing. I have an issue breathing. That's what respiratory means.
That'll get you.
Is it infectious? And thank you so much for making us your first visit.
I just wanted to breathe all the remaining bacteria on the two of you.
I did have something 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
Apparently there's loads of things going around.
Yeah. It's as soon as the kids go back to school, everyone gets something. That's it.
But I'm like panting like a little pug. I can't seem to catch my breath. I was in a meeting earlier on and someone was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine, thanks so much. And so I walked up the stairs.
My eldest child is a loud breather.
I don't like loud breathers in general, and so I'm so conscious of it. So that's why I'm trying not to breathe too heavily down the microphone.
Oh, you're doing great. I think you sound lovely. Everyone loves the sound of you.
Thanks so much.
My eldest child does a thing where he kind of holds his breath for a bit, and then he goes, I'm like, dude, are you okay?
I used to do that when I was a baby. My mum used to give out to me, apparently for attention, I'd turn myself blue. I would hold my breath.
Oh my God.
If they wouldn't pick me up, I'm like, and so they'd pick me up and they're like, hey. It's just a pain in the arse, basically, as a child.
The warning signs were there earlier on.
Look at me now.
We're talking about this, Jess, actually, what we've got you. By the way, I wanted to talk about AI. I wanted to talk about Tamagotchis.
Mm-hmm.
But we started talking about the cash machine call on Friday. Did you hear it? This is... Barry was making the call and it rang, it seemed. This is, by the way, for €150,000.
Oh.
Barry made the call, it rang, but then almost instantly it went to a voicemail. Have a listen.
You have reached the Vodafone.
So we were trying to work out 0874 100 102. We're trying to work out what happened. And Denise is there. Denise?
That's some child watching YouTube on their parents' phone.
My kid, my youngest does that. I've seen him swipe away notifications on his mother's phone. Like, he doesn't even see them come in. Do you know, like, if
it drops down at the top and you just flick it up.
So he could be in the middle of, like, Minecraft or Angry Birds or something, and it just got, like, he has it gone before it's even managed, the notification has managed to drop in from the top. Before it's even finished dropping in, he already has it swiped away. That's an amazing shout, Denise.
That's some child watching YouTube on their parents' phone.
My God.
And just went, no, thanks, bye.
Yeah, straight away, swipe away, and it's gone. He doesn't even think about it. He doesn't even know what's... You could say it to him, did you swipe away a notification? Like, no, I didn't. He doesn't even know he's doing it. Tommy's there, Tommy.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
The phone.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he looked at it and went, oh, God, private number, that could be the cash machine.
But is it the case then that they rejected it? That's what I was thinking. Like, it rang twice. It's like, oh, I don't know that number. They just sent it to voicemail.
And he pressed the red button.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That'd be a thing. Well, mine, I don't think... I don't know how it reached. You'd have to ring me to find out. I don't know how... I swipe across to answer.
Give your phone on you.
If your phone is open... So say if you're reading your text messages and a call comes in, two little notifications will pop up. There'll be the green one and the red one. And so you can press the red one. And we're doing a live demo, you guys, which is great for radio. I'll commentate.
There it is. And it says slide to answer. There's no reject there.
Okay. But if you had your phone unlocked, did it not pop up with two little...
No, it was unlocked.
Oh.
Mine is just the red and the green button. The answer, I don't slide.
Let me see your phone. Yeah, so you're both on iPhone.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you have different software.
Because I'm on 18, yeah.
Yeah, so you're on the beta 18.
That's actually, no, it's actually it's out of beta now.
Okay.
Everyone got it. This is what I wanted to whinge about actually today as well.
Are we going to have a whinge?
I updated over the weekend. I was like, ooh, I'm getting the AI. It's going to, the phone's going to write all my emails for me. It's going to be great. I'm never going to miss a cash machine call again. I'm getting the AI.
Not in Europe, chicken.
This is the thing. Why were we getting so excited about the new Apple iPhone and it having AI in it? And then there's, I get it, and there's no AI. There's no intelligence whatsoever in my house.
Well, that's a bigger issue.
Apart from my youngest child.
It's because of my favourite thing, European legislation, you guys.
Yay! Love a bit of European legislation.
We've had a bit of GDPR, we've had a bit of Digital Services Act. This time we have the Digital Markets Act. And this is legislation that came into place in March of this year. And basically it means that if you're a big tech company, so if you are Apple, Amazon, Meta, any of those guys, and you introduce a new product into the market, it has to be open for third parties to come in and utilise the technology. So you can't be the gatekeeper for this really cool thing and not facilitate other apps to work with it.
So if they said they're not going to do that, Apple are not going to do that, they're not going to let European customers and consumers use it?
No, what they've said is they're trying to work things out. But one of the key things, if you know anything about Apple, they always stress about the security and the end-to-end encryption and the integrity of the privacy of the devices. What they're saying is that by allowing third parties to utilise Apple intelligence, it might compromise the security of the devices. Now, this is something that we've encountered. We've had so many, every single time something is brought in at a European level, Apple always drag their heels and eventually gets over the line. Think about USB-C. That wasn't thing.
Can I ask, because there was a bit of this with Gemini as well from Google. Yep. This is their AI. Do we get a different version of it? Once it's like, oh, you'll get a kind of a sanitized or a European-friendly version of it.
So what happened with Gemini, I think the parts of Gemini was to do with GDPR. So that was around what happens to your data and how your data is used when you're utilizing Gemini. Again, European legislation, I know it's dorky, but it is actually a good thing because it protects us. But there's this big battle going on at the moment between big tech and the EU, saying that EU is kind of stifling innovation. And I've spoken to some tech executives based here in Ireland who are saying that Ireland and Europe are going to be left behind because of this. We're not fully embracing the full capability of a lot of cool technology that's out there and that's available. But my argument, and again, I'm the biggest tech fan in the world, but I'm still reporting on issues to do with social media companies. Like, I was on Bebo when I was in school, and we're still trying to figure out how to regulate social media companies. And that's because the genie got out of the bottle too quickly, and you can't put it back in.
So no harm in taking it a bit slower.
I think so.
A bit better safe than sorry. We're getting bogged down in this now, and we need to get back to the phone call thing, and I want to get on to Tamagotchis. Briefly, what are they worried about? What are they protect? Because I'm the type of person, I'm like, I want the AI. Get the AI on my phone. I don't care if there's a privacy or security issue. I don't care if they know everything about me. I don't care if they've got my bank details. Mm. I want the AI. I want to play with it. That's the whole reason I installed the 18 on the iPhone in the first place. I want it. What are they protecting me from?
Everything. And they're also protecting the people that your contacts, your company emails. Because say, for example, if...
Sure, I don't mind.
No, but the rest of us do.
And the cash machine details and Jess's phone number.
Which is vital information.
And JP's relationship status.
Huh? Oh, I'd want to know that. No.
Googling that.
Well, no, but that's what it is. It's not just about you and your information. It's the fact that we're all so connected. My inbox has been inundated with people being targeted by this WhatsApp scam at the moment. People are being locked out of their WhatsApp accounts because somebody is sending a text going, oh, I got locked out of my phone. Will you send me that verification code? It turns out that it's their WhatsApp verification code. Scammers are now overtaking people's WhatsApp accounts, turning them into business accounts, and then leapfrogging to another account, and so on and so forth.
Jeez.
So that just shows, that's a teeny tiny little example of how one weakness in a piece of infrastructure, a digital infrastructure, can lead to proper damage and, you know, information being compromised.
All that said, is there a way around, like,
no,
on the DL?
No,
like,
no,
what's the VPNs
no,
or...
No.
There must be.
No.
How do they know I'm in Europe then? Is it just geolocation or is it my Apple ID?
Your Apple ID.
So if I had a US Apple ID, I might be able to get it. In theory.
We're not
you
doing
really
this.
Are trying
we're
to jeopardise all of Europe.
My God.
I'm like Joe Rogan. I'm just asking questions. We were talking about the cash machine call. Sorry, that was the cash machine call from Friday. And we said, you know, we'd have you forensically examine it.
I did do, yeah. Hours were spent on this. Hours of my day.
And again, just to play it for people, from Friday afternoon for €150,000, the call was made, rang a little bit and straight to voicemail.
You have reached the Vodafone...
And the question is, what happened?
I would believe that the phone was in do not disturb mode. Because if the phone was powered off, you wouldn't get the ring. It would instantly go to voicemail. The fact that it rang once and went to do not disturb means the call connected, but it was forwarded on to go to voicemail. So it was either call forwarded to divert to directly to voicemail, or my theory is do not disturb.
How does it... If it's in do not disturb mode, why are you getting a ringtone on this end, on the ringing end?
Because the phones, a lot of the phones, iPhone for example, you can set a parameter where your phone is in do not disturb except for certain calls. So if you wanted to put your phone in do not disturb and you won't get calls from JP, but you can have calls from me, you can set parameters and filters and so on.
Oh, okay. So just for a moment, it is ringing.
It's connecting,
okay. Yeah,
but you're not getting the notification unless it's me.
Gotcha. And it'll take the phone a moment to recognise that's Jess ringing and it's not JP. Okay.
Exactly. So you will get the notification of the missed call when you come out of Do Not Disturb, but that's no good to the poor cash machine.
Don't check
caller.
It. Don't, as I say to everyone, just move on. Mm-hmm. Don't check it. Forget about it. It happened. It's not you. It's what I always say as well. It's not you.
One of our favourites, Barry, the phone guy in Clonmel, has been in touch. He says, could have been many reasons, but the most likely cause of a ring or two, then straight to voicemail, would be an iPhone on Do Not Disturb mode. You're right, Jess.
Thank you so much.
A Tamagotchi comeback. Toy gets first UK store as global sales double. This is the story of a dedicated Tamagotchi shop. A brick and mortar Tamagotchi shop being established in the UK. I remember Jerry Ryan, this is in the mid-90s, Jerry Ryan becoming obsessed for a few weeks about Tamagotchi, to the point that I went to my local toy master, and I was a teenager, and bought a Tamagotchi just to see what all the fuss was about.
And did you like them? Were you into them?
Just like and into would be a stretch, but I did stick with it until it died. I got 30 days out of it or something. I played along, I did the whole thing to see how long I could get out of it. Then my children, either last Christmas or the Christmas before, Santa brought a pair of Tamagotchis into our home, two new family members. And they sadly drowned that night, Christmas night, they drowned in a glass of wine.
Tragedy.
They bleep a lot. Bleep a lot.
Do they?
They're hard
so
to get the batteries
needy.
Out of them. Yeah.
They're painfully needy. So these were massive in the 90s. They went away and then the company brought them back in 2019. And so they've been floating around for the last little while. But for some unknown reason, sales have doubled in the UK in the last little while. So that's now the reason why there's this big comeback. There's the shop and there's a buzz. Do you know what's annoying about them now? As if the noise that they made and the neediness. They now are Wi-Fi enabled too.
Oh, no.
Why would you make them Wi-Fi enabled?
So in what sense, what do they use? Do they connect to the internet or just to each other?
To each other. Okay. So similar enough to
the Furbies.
The Furbies and the Nintendo Switches. You know the way you can kind of play you can connect to other Switch players. So if we're in the same room, you have your Switch, I have my Switch, we can play against each other. That's the idea now, is that we could connect. But my question is, why would you shame yourself and show anyone how badly you're taking care of your Tamagotchi? The stress of the Tamagotchi.
Now, you know
I'm
what it's like to be a parent. Standing outside my school gates and other parents are looking at my children going, those poor children. Poor children.
No, I couldn't
it's exactly
that.
The same equivalent, right? It's a digital equivalent.
No.
Of terrible, terrible parenting.
I can't. When I was 9, I had a Tamagotchi. I was so happy and I was so proud we got them. And late at night, I went into the sitting room bawling, crying to my mom and dad. And I was and my mum and dad Jessica, we're taking it. And they chucked them in the bin and they're they're gone now.
Dead right.
I couldn't take the pressure of the beeps and you're not feeding them enough and they need to be watered. And
now you know what it's like to be a parent.
I'm getting my anxiety rash up my neck thinking about it. I actually can't be dealing.
For clarity, your parents, awesome grandparents, none of them subsequently ended up in the bin.
No, they have great tolerance for human children. Tamagotchi right. Children, not so much.
Not so much. Jess, lovely to see you, darling.
Thanks, chicken. Thanks.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.